dates? Well, it happened on August 28 when diners were in the middle of tucking into their filet mignon, get a tap on the shoulder and said, "Hey, mate, get off Central Pier." So it was evacuated on the 28th of August after it was deemed unsafe by engineers. We read today that it's going to take at least 15 weeks just to assess the damage, let alone replace and or repair.
Will not open before January 6, 2020.
So we were thinking, you know, there's 1,300 jobs around that locale. What does the closure of business mean for you? How much have these businesses been left in limbo? Is there any chance of compensation? Jeff Gordon is the owner of the Lady Cutler Melbourne Showboat, whose business is located there. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, at least you're in a bit of a unique position, whereas you've got a floating business, so you could move it if necessary. But how has the closure impacted you?
Well, it has been dramatic and pretty tragic for us because even though that we're able to move, we've been moved to the sort of boondocks, I call it, you know, of Docklands. We're right over sort of in the back of Bob's. And we've been told now that to pick up our guests, you know, for the Christmas cruises, etc., we've got to sort of leave our berth and move across to another finger pier, which is out in front of Cow Up Tree, which is the sculpture there. I don't know whether you've been
there.
Sculpture there. Yeah. And so, you know, it's really not a very suitable site for picking up 300 or, you know, 360 people. It's a small pier. It's nothing like Central Pier. And we've been on Central Pier for 14 years, just as the other businesses have been there. We've grown our business there. So it's, you know, it's tragic for us, really. I mean, we think this might cause us to close. We'll get through the Christmas period and see how we are.
That's serious, Jeff.
Yes, it is. It's the end of an era, really, for us.
Well, Jeff, the other issue is, I guess, I mean, when this first happened back in August, one of the questions was, you know, whether it will be able to be saved. Have they given you much information on, A, what's been looked at so far and whether they think Central Pier will ever reopen?
I don't know how the businesses on the pier have been going with Development Victoria, but Development Victoria has got a blind spot to the boats and to the, you know, the chartered vessels of Melbourne. They just don't engage with us at all. We've often tried to have meetings with them. So even this, you know, media release that came out, I didn't get a copy of that. That wasn't sent to me. That I just received that through another source. So what it says is that the pier, that there needs to be a further assessment of the pier that's going to take another 15 weeks, which runs absolutely against everything else that they've said so far. So what they've been doing so far is running a continual assessment of the pier every 2 months. If you look back at their media releases, that's what they've said. Mm. So over a period of years now. And the reason they stopped it all happening on the 28th is that they had an assessment that said, oh, my God, it's looking like it's going to fall into the, you know, into the water, the whole pier. Now, that's why they closed everything down on the 28th of August. I honestly can't see that, nor can the operators of Central Pier, who have their own engineer's report, who's quite different to what Development Victoria's engineers report. So on one hand, they're saying we've been continually assessing the pier and doing remedial work to the pier. And on the other hand, they're saying they have to go back now and assess every pile, 1,300 piles.
So if there's issues with those, why weren't they picked up 2 months ago or the 2 months before that or the 2 months before that?
Yes, exactly. You'd think that they'd know every pile by, you know, virtually everything now, you know, if they've had years to do this. So I can't see why they're doing this now, unless, of course, they're seriously thinking of renovating the pier underneath, which would be a huge job, or are they just is this just a holding thing to sort of, you know, say, righto, guys, it's all over, you know, cancel all your Christmas bookings, we'll send them off somewhere else. I think more of the latter, you know, so that the people, the businesses on the pier might have been saying, well, what are we doing? Where are we going? And they've had to make a announcement right now, you know, because there's lots of Christmas bookings ahead. This is the time of the year everybody makes money in hospitality.
Well, Jeff, it's far from ideal. We appreciate your time this morning and all the best. That's all we can say at the moment, but thank you very much, Jeff Gordon, the owner of the Lady Cutler Melbourne Showboat, who is less than impressed the way things have been handled, Kate.
Absolutely.